I watched a little bit of Bob Riney yesterday at his press conference, and felt I felt bad for you, Bob, because you've got a lot going on there. You've got a pandemic that you've worked very hard with your men and women of the Henry Ford Health System and the Henry Ford Hospital. As president of healthcare operations and chief operating officer, you know how busy and how bad it's been. And you also know that the answer is out there, at least one of the answers is out there, and that is get vaccinated. And unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of misinformation and, frankly, flat-out lies that are keeping some people from getting vaccinated. And that's got to be kind of frustrating. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W. And frustrating is a good word. But I wake up every day knowing that, most people ultimately get to the right place in decision making and, figure out what's fact versus fiction. And we're counting on everyone doing that. It's no question it's harder with all, as you said, the misinformation and lies out there. We should be celebrating that these vaccines are available, and we should be shuddering at the thought of what we'd be like right now if we didn't have these vaccines. But, unfortunately, public health got all twisted in other issues and politics, and we're paying the price for that. But I think we're going to work our way through it.
Well put. Bob Riney with us, President, Healthcare Operations, Chief Operating Officer, Henry Ford Health System. Well put. We are paying the price for healthcare becoming politicized. It became a political issue to the point of where I was saying early on that I had talked to Dr. Freud. I have that ability. And Dr. Freud said astutely, sometimes a mask is just a mask. And it isn't a sign of who you voted for or who you didn't vote for, who you support and who you don't support. It's a mask. They existed long before we were worried about who the president was or wasn't or will be or won't be. It's a mask. There's a reason people have been wearing masks in hospitals and in surgery forever. Once they figured out, there was a time they didn't even know they should wash their hands between patients, but they figured that out as well in the healthcare world. And in other parts of the world, people were wearing masks long ago to prevent spreading, a cold or the flu. If they had to be out, they wore a mask to protect you. It wasn't protecting themselves. It was protecting other people. Masks work. I won't take anything else from anybody else. We know they work. We know that when we go into a hospital setting, we still have to wear masks, I presume in doctor's offices as well. And now you're looking at healthcare workers. You've got, I'd say, at least 95% of your highest educated people, that is doctors, they're the ones who go through the most schooling in a hospital setting. 95% of them have chosen to be vaccinated before any edict came out saying otherwise. They've chosen to be vaccinated. I don't believe they would do that. If they didn't trust these vaccines, I don't think they would have done that.
No, they would not have done that. And not only were they vaccinated, but they were the first when it was available to make sure all of their family were vaccinated, including their own children at ages that were allowed to be vaccinated. And, if you think about that, they would never do anything to expose their family to something that they didn't know from science and fact was the way out of this virus. And, you raise such a great point about the politicizing. I think this country's been built on healthy debate and the fact that we wear different jerseys or, root for different teams, even politically. But when it comes to public health, we need to be united because the virus is the enemy, not each other.
Right. That is so simply right and to the point. We are not each other's enemies, in spite of what the media tries to do oftentimes in choosing sides and only producing what they want us to hear. And that goes on all sides, by the way. But it's the pandemic. It's this virus. It's this COVID-19 that is the enemy. and we need to work together to get rid of it. Who wants to live this way forever? Not me, not you, but there are some things we need to do to get rid of this thing. And we have to stop offering COVID, this virus, hosts. It can't survive without hosts. Unfortunately, we the people are the hosts.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And as you know, we believe that healthcare has the highest responsibility to lead the way. And we expose the most vulnerable patients to anything that is out there or potentially floating around when they seek care at any health site anywhere in the world. And so, you know, it's our obligation to make sure that we are doing everything to ensure the safety of our own team members and our own patients. And sometimes that means making decisions that are not popular with everybody, but it's ultimately what leadership's about.
It is indeed. And I hope that slowly but surely those people who were protesting will somehow see the light. You know, every time I see stories like this, Bob Riney, President, Healthcare Operations, Chief Operating Officer, Henry Ford Health System with us on the Paul W. Smith Show. When I see a doctor, in this case a young woman, a young female physician, who is talking about seeing younger and younger people in her beds now, when I see her quote, "One of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them, I'm sorry, it's too late." That's a powerful quote, Robert, and I would not hope for that to happen to anybody or anybody's family. To be in that position.
I read that same article, and quite frankly, it gave me chills because, to your point, it brings this home at the most visceral and emotional level. And, you know, we've got to help people make the right decision. And to your point, look to the right sources of information, because I think people are trying to do the right thing. They're just not accessing the right resources.
Right. Well, because they're inundated with all the wrong resources. They are surrounded by easily obtained incorrect information. And that's now become a life and death problem. It's not just a political issue with people taking stands. It's people standing on information that could kill people. Bob Riney, President, Healthcare Operations, Chief Operating Officer, Henry Ford Health System, to you and all of the thousands and thousands of men and women you represent, thank you and keep up the good work, Robert.
Thank you, Paul W. And I was listening earlier when you were speculating who's going to be the celebrity opening the Olympic Games. I hope it's the researchers that created these vaccines.
Excellent. Well put. We got to go.